Harris borrows Trump's slogan, Hegseth blocks officers and Yosemite at risk. Kamala Harris this week repurposed Donald Trump's own too big to rig slogan as a Democratic voter turnout rallying cry ahead of the midterms. A piece of political judo that lands with particular force given that the Supreme Court has simultaneously allowed Trump's mail voting restrictions to advance while litigation continues. Those restrictions could be in effect for the November elections, affecting older voters, rural voters, and working parents in ways that do not map neatly onto partisan lines. At the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has now blocked promotions for at least 45 officers this year, including 4 new Army promotions in the latest batch. Reporting indicates that over half of the blocked promotions involve female or Black officers. At 45 cases across 8 months, the pattern can no longer be attributed to case-by-case merit review. It constitutes a policy, whether explicit or emergent from the consistent application of certain criteria. Military promotions are sequential. Blocking a colonel's advancement effectively ends a career, and 45 such decisions create institutional gaps in senior leadership pipelines that do not heal quickly. The notice investigation into Yosemite National Park has received less attention than it warrants. The National Park Service reportedly spent over a year working to transfer a strip of Yosemite parkland to a Nevada real estate firm, federal public land being quietly routed to a private developer through an administrative process rather than through Congress, which is the conventional mechanism for altering national park boundaries. The administrative channel moves faster and generates less public scrutiny, and the investigation suggests the process has been underway for more than a year without public disclosure. California Governor Gavin Newsom suffered a significant legislative defeat when state lawmakers blocked his plan to shield utilities from wildfire liability. The underlying policy tension is genuine. Utilities argue that unlimited liability exposure makes operation in high-risk areas economically untenable, while opponents contend that liability is the primary mechanism forcing investment in grid hardening and fire prevention. The legislature's position draws on the PG&E bankruptcy of 2019, triggered after its equipment sparked the campfire that killed 85 people. Blocking Newsom's plan leaves the status quo intact, but the wildfire seasons keep lengthening regardless.